The Bible. The Bible. The Bible. It's the Word of God, living and active.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
It contains all we need for life and godliness, and it reveals to us the mysteries of God. Join us for the next hour as we study the Bible and take your Bible questions. This is Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
This is Thursday, and we're glad you're listening today. This is Bert Harper along with Jim Stanley. Alex McFarland is still out, still having throat difficulties, but he is scheduled to be back on tomorrow. So he was trying to get ready today, Jim, but I told him, I said, man, we really want you for Friday. And he said it would be best to let his throat rest a little bit more. Knowing Alex like we do, can you imagine him being quiet for 3 days?
No. No, I can't. And, you know, if Angie has succeeded in that, somewhere there is either duct tape or thread, maybe baling wire.
Now, this is a little bit behind the scenes. I mean, if Alex has 3 minutes between the two times that we're on and we have a three-minute break, he's usually on the phone with somebody, you know, talking, lining something up. He is a busy man. But anyway, continue praying for Alex, and we do miss him. But I enjoy being here with Jim, and it's just a treat to be with someone that loves the Lord, loves the Word, and is, you know, loves to discover new things in it. That it's, you know, there used to be a program called The Day of Discovery. It may still be on. I don't know. But I thought every day is a day of discovery when it comes to the Word of God. So what we want to do this week, we've been involved in Preborn. It's a ministry that helps crisis pregnancy centers with ultrasounds and other things that would cause life for the child and forgiveness for the mom and hope for the future.
Right.
And it's a great ministry. It's our first year to be connected with them. We have all kinds of partners, and we are always looking for missional partners. And so we're excited about this. In the month of January, it makes it very appropriate, doesn't it, Jim?
Yes, sir, and that's one of the things, you know, we've talked about is that we've not really done this before. And I was trying to log in to get the updated information as to where we are right now.
As of 12:30, I did check on it, but that's the latest one I had. We had 1,585, I called it paid forward. You hear of paying it forward?
Right.
I thought, man, that's what this is. You're paying it forward for these women to come in and get this ultrasound, and I'm sure, I mean, that's, what, 2.5 hours ago, so now it's more?
I can cheat.
Okay.
Because I actually do have a few more current numbers, but when I was talking about where we are right now.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, my fat fingers and the keyboard aren't getting along. However, as of 2:30 today, we were at 1,730 sponsors for ultrasounds. If you break it down into that, you're looking at 1,730 ladies having the opportunity to choose life for their child.
Our goal is 2,100?
Our goal is 2,100 plus. It's actually about 2,150,
yeah,
but we like round numbers.
We do.
And so
it works together better for promotion.
Right.
It's not like going to a store, and you can buy this for $2.99.
But
I mean,
wait,
I just wondered
more.
Why they didn't give us $3.
Right. Well, that's because when you add that extra penny, it turns a price point.
Okay.
And so, you know, somebody, when you're in $2.99, you're still thinking you're paying a little over $2 for it. When you hit $3, you know, and you know, sometimes that's the difference in the choices we make when we go to spend our money.
Yeah, it could be. That penny is big.
And let me tell you,
enough pennies make a dollar.
That's right. When you get up to where you're looking at a vehicle and you think of $19,999, you haven't spent $20,000 yet. So you're still under whatever your goal was.
Well, you have sold me, man. That's you can tell you're in marketing.
I am.
Jim does. He has a background in marketing, and you know, and so I'd see that now.
But that's why I was saying a moment ago, but wait, there's more.
But we want you to be a part of it, and you can call the number. Let me give it to you. It's 877-616-2396. And we always repeat it because I didn't get that, and they have to run, get a pencil, or
right.
they could put it into their cell phone, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net and donate. And I am telling you, all of this money goes toward the purpose of pre-born ministry.
That's one of the things they have committed to this time. I'm sorry, this is the first time we've done it. But it's one of the things that they have committed to is that 100% of the money would go to help service the needs of the Crisis Pregnancy Center. And in particular, we are tagging them for ultrasounds. But these crisis pregnancy centers don't just stop there, Bert. They go on to provide diapers once the baby is born. They help with counseling. And I apologize. I honestly don't know if you said this a moment ago or not, but they also are telling these young ladies about Christ.
I did not. That is the great story. Our local church, to support our local, crisis pregnancy center, we'd have a collection box for diapers and wipes and all the things that go with a baby. And our people would always respond so well. And let me make this. We have people that are pastors and Sunday school teachers, elders that listen to our church. If you've got a local crisis pregnancy center, one of the best things you can do is put them in your church budget, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. And then somewhere in January, and some people even do it later, have something to do with, crisis pregnancy center information, and
right,
they take up a special offering. And let me tell you, it's exactly what you said. It's not just saving the life of a child, but it's sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with those that come in. So, man, it is missions, and I can't think of a better missions. And when there's an 80% effectiveness in saving the life of a child,
right,
when they're, when they see the sonogram and they hear that heartbeat, that makes a difference. Without the sonogram, guess what? It's 40%.
Yeah.
So it's the visual and the audio makes a difference.
All right. Folks, I need everybody listening right now to do me a favor. Stop listening for about 5 seconds. Brent, can you pull up one of the life stories for us from the testimonies that we've had for preborn? Okay, everybody, come back to listening now. Notice how we took care of that and nobody heard us.
Nobody heard. Didn't hear what you said to Brent.
Oh, Brent who? So, no, seriously, though, folks, we have some stories from some of the ladies whose lives have been impacted by Mission Preborn, and we'd like you to hear that now. That's what a beating heart sounds like. That is what the baby's heart sounds like when they're doing the ultrasound and they have the monitor up and you can hear that. You know, it's one thing to hear the heartbeat of an unborn baby or preborn baby. It's another thing when they see that image on the ultrasound. Pardon me, not ultrasound. I have said that so many times. And no, it is an ultrasound. I was thinking sonogram. I go back to the old days when we had to see the babies, my girls, when they were in the womb, I had to see them, and it wasn't nearly as clear as it is
it's
today.
It's amazing what the clarity is. I'm old enough that our three sons, we did not know, we didn't see, but we heard the heartbeat for we talk about the ladies, but there's some men out there that, Jim, all three of us guys that are around these microphones, Brent, you and me, just take it for granted. We're men, and manhood means a lot to us.
Right.
But I'm telling you, when you hear that beating heart of your own child,
it changed
me. I can't imagine the ultrasound. And I have now with my grandchildren. Jan and I, we have one on the way, and we're so excited. Every morning,
you and Jan?
Jan and I have a grandchild.
I was
talking about grandchild.
I was going to say now.
I'm not Abraham, okay? She's not Sarah. But we have a grandchild on the way, and it's our privilege every morning when we get up. We pray for our family, and we're praying for that child that's in the womb.
Amen.
And so we can say to that child, we were praying for you before you were even born. And so these children that we're talking about, the mom finds herself in a hard, difficult thing, and it's not ready for condemnation.
Right.
It's ready for ministry. So this is a great, great opportunity.
877-616-2396, 877-616-2396 is the number. And Brent, do we still have enough time to play the? All right, here we go. We're going to listen now.
Sonogram sealed the deal for me. My baby was like this tiny little spectrum of hope, and I saw his heart beating on the screen. And knowing that there's life growing inside, I mean, that sonogram changed my life. I went from just Candace to mom. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody that has given these gifts. You guys are giving more than money. You guys are giving love.
You guys are giving love. That's awesome.
She went from Candace to mom.
Amen. That's strong stuff.
It is.
That's who we're partnering with, and we're asking you to help us do that today by giving a call to 877-616-2396. Bert, you had some scripture in Job.
I do. You can go through scriptures, and we know about Jeremiah, Psalm 139, but I was trying to think of other scriptures, and Job chapter 31, it's kind of at the end of Job, verses 14 and 15. Listen to this. What then shall I do when God rises up? When he punishes, how shall I answer him? Did not he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one fashion us in the womb? That last passage, verse, listen to it again. Did not the same one fashion us in the womb? As I understand that word fashion, it has the idea of design. It has the idea of purpose. It's not random.
Right.
It is purposeful. And when that child is conceived, the DNA is marked that child as, you know, different than any other child in all the world. And so here you have it. Did not the same one fashion us in the womb? He fashioned you and me. And so what you can do and what you can give is very, very important. And again, the finances go strictly to the ministry of these crisis pregnancy centers to help them give these ultrasounds so these mothers, they are, like Candace said, she went from, Candace to mom? So you can help these young mothers or mothers of any age that are expecting a child and they're contemplating ending the life of this child to give them and that child an opportunity. You're not only giving that child an opportunity to live, honestly, you're hopefully probably saving that mom from a lot of guilt, Jim. Besides them getting saved, you're saving them from a lot of the guilt.
Well, and it's not a guilt that simply passes, as the abortion industry would have you believe. It's a guilt that lasts a lifetime for the mom in a lot of ways. One of the neat things that some of the crisis pregnancy centers have is they have a program that the ladies that have had abortions can walk through. And when they do that, then they actually come to a place where they name the child, and then they grieve for the child. And
I've been a part of those services where I was the, minister.
Yeah,
there,
and you have to, when you hear those, you have to take time to see those lives. And so, what we're saying is that even if you've had an abortion, there is hope in Jesus Christ. There's hope in the salvation that He provides. Stick around. In fact, we'll take your calls at 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840, as Exploring the Word continues on AFR.
We're in the financial business. We manage a couple of trusts and some estates, and of course, our own monies too.
Courtney Trotter talks about the charitable gift annuity from the AFA Foundation.
I understand annuities about as much as anyone, I guess, can. So I just felt the charitable gift annuity was a win-win situation for many people that still are generating income and still have assets, because you never know when you may have to draw down on something like that. And if you don't ever have to, then it's even a better gift to get to a really good foundation like AFA, a very solid investment, a good way to help do the Lord's work. And it's there to help us as well.
Find out if the charitable gift annuity can work for you by calling the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Dr. Tony Evans says if the Lord's direction for your life doesn't make sense, don't worry, it's not supposed to. We'll find out why today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Because God is sovereign, He is never caught by surprise, and He never says, oops, that one got away from me. Because if He's controlling the big and the little, that means He's not surprised by anything. What shocks you was long known by Him. So here is the word. The word is providence. God arranging things. So let me help you right now about providence. The Bible says in Romans chapter 11, verse 33, God says that His ways are unsearchable. You can't Google His providence and get the intricate details of how He does what He does, because it is past finding out. So don't be surprised when God doesn't make sense. He's not supposed to, because His ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts, and they're not even close. As high as the heavens are above the earth, Isaiah 55 says, so is the gap between God's thinking and our thinking, God's ways and our ways. He is the unfigureoutable God. The only things you can figure out is what He decides to tell you. And Deuteronomy 29:29 says He doesn't tell you everything. He like you and your kids. He tells you what He wants you to know. But He doesn't tell you everything, because His ways are unsearchable.
Check out the latest edition of our half-hour daily program and sign up for Dr. Evans' free weekly email devotional when you visit tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
You're listening to Exploring the Word.
Hope that lifts me from despair. Love that casts out every fear. As I stand on every promise of Your Word.
Now, back to the Bible study with Alex and Bert on American Family Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Stanley in for Dr. Alex McFarland. He's still feeling a bit under the weather. However, you can continue to pray for him, and hopefully he'll be with us tomorrow for Fire Away Friday. Now, we are going to get to your phone calls in just a couple of minutes, because we did go ahead and open the lines early, and we really didn't give you any explanation of that. What we're going to do today is try and take some of your Bible questions over maybe some of what we've covered and the redemptive thread through the Bible that we've gone over the last few days. We'll welcome those, and if you have maybe a testimony about walking through abortion and finding forgiveness, or even going through to an emergency, a crisis pregnancy center, and finding that hope because they showed you an ultrasound of your baby and you chose life, then we'll be happy to hear from you on that too, folks. I mean, it's one of those things that Bert and I had talked about this, and we kind of wanted to open it up so that we would have a little more room for today. And so it's just really exciting. And by the way, folks, right now joining us, we've been talking about preborn for the last few minutes. And Dan Steiner is the president and of Mission Preborn right now. And so, Dan, among your talents as an evangelist and intercessor, you're described as a worshiper of the Lord. So I take it that also means you're a Christ follower?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're welcome to Exploring the Word. We're glad to have you with us. We've talked about what we're doing with Mission Preborn and why we're doing it. You have walked through this with them. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, for the last 10 years, Jim, and by the way, we're thankful to be aligned with AFR and this baby-saving campaign. Over the last 10 years, we've seen tens of thousands of women that have been counseled, and the opportunity to share with them the truth that Jesus Christ said over 2,000 years ago would set them free if they only knew it. Our culture tells them it's a blob of tissue and a mass of cells, and they're family and their circumstances tell them that they cannot carry the baby to term, that it's too difficult. But the ultrasound tells them that's their son or their daughter we're talking about here. And that makes all the difference. It made a difference in the last 10 years for 40,436 moms who chose life.
Amen.
Over 7,700 last year in the pregnancy centers we run and that we work with. And we're trying to underwrite as many ultrasounds in the United States as we possibly can for these young women, giving them this medical service, which is $400 for free.
Yeah.
So that they can, you know, that's what it would cost them at the doctor's office. And we can provide it for free. We can get a listener to underwrite for just $28, an hour's worth of ultrasound. And we can provide it for free. And here's how it falls, Jim. 40% of the time you can talk her out of it. If you just try to counsel her. But if you show her her baby, and especially if she gets to hear that baby's heartbeat, her heart will melt. And 80% of the time it's the low, under-promise, over-deliver number. We've had centers that have been in the high 90 percentiles last year of conversion ratios, of women choosing life. And so this is the answer. You know, politics has not given us, and I appreciate the Bible-centered aspect of this program. In politics, we talk a lot about it, but we still have abortion legal in all 50 states 43 years later. It hasn't worked. Politics is the art of compromise, as I tell my friend Mike Pence, by nature, you know. But an ultrasound has no compromise. You see your baby, you have no doubt that this is a living human being. Blobs of tissue don't have a heartbeat. And I can tell you a story, Jim. It just accentuates that, if I may.
Go ahead. Let me ask you this while I'm thinking about it, and then I want you to get to that stories. What's the percentage? Do most crisis pregnancy center have ultrasound abilities these days? Are there still many of them designed to get it? Do you know?
You know, most pregnancy centers have it, but it's a cycle. So an ultrasound machine, ultrasound's been around now in pregnancy centers about 20 years, and the machines last about 10. And so what we're seeing is a lot of machines dying out there. Also, if a pregnancy center adds a mobile unit, if they add another site, another office, they need a machine. So as you and I are talking right now, Jim, we've got 11 centers that all 11 of them need ultrasound machines. I suspect that there's probably a couple hundred out there that really need them. We just have to identify them. And of course, it's a $26,000 value. These machines aren't cheap. We can place one for $15,000. So maybe somebody out there that has the ability to, you know, call AFA and say, hey, you know, I want to sponsor a machine that will last for 10 years and month in and year out saving lives. But yeah, there's a lot of them that still need them.
Well, Dan, let me give the number real quick. It's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can also donate online at AFR.net. And I just went and I pulled up where we are right now. And Dan, I'm happy to say that we are at 1,822 sponsored, underwritten ultrasounds. Dan, you have to forgive me, brother. I am old, and I keep wanting to say sonogram. And it has gone so much beyond that now with the ultrasound machines that we have.
If I did my math right, going to our goal and plus over, but 21, I added the 50 because Jim
God
did.
God bless you.
We're just 328 away from the goal.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I love our Exploring the Word audience. There should not be a more pro-life group listening, and so it'd be an opportunity. But Dan, again, you were going to tell us a story, and I rudely interrupted you because I wanted to hear that, but there's nothing like a real story that touches lives. Would you go ahead and share that with us?
Oh, yeah. My pleasure to do so, gentlemen. And this is because, you know, we talk about 40,000 babies saved, and we talk about the issue of abortion, but it really comes down to one woman at a time, one life at a time, one baby at a time. One woman's soul at a time. And a woman came in to one of our centers sometime back. She wanted an abortion, and she was in the ultrasound room. And this is how powerful ultrasound is. Another woman, woman number two, came in for a pregnancy test. She was undecided whether she was going to abort or keep the baby too. So you have two women in two rooms. There's a wall adjoining the room. And with woman number two, the counselor comes in, gets her pregnancy test, takes it out to the laboratory to test it. She's in that room alone. In the other room, woman number one's getting her ultrasound, and our sonographer, Amy, cranks up the volume on that heartbeat. You know, that's the thing that's going to change your mind. So it's rocking the whole room, toot, 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 toot. And they're hearing this, you know, she's hearing her baby's heartbeat. Well, back in the second room, the counselor comes back a few minutes later, and she finds woman number two crying with her head in her hands, weeping, sobbing. And she says, "What's the matter? I haven't even talked to you yet." She says, "I heard this heartbeat of the other woman's baby in the other room, and I can't believe I was thinking about aborting my child." And she hadn't even had an ultrasound. She just heard the ultrasound heartbeat from the first woman. And so both of those women chose life that afternoon simply because, blobs of fish, you don't have a heartbeat, but God, the sovereign God that we worship, Yahweh, has placed on the 21st day in each one of us, you and I and every listener, the first organ that's formed, his dwelling place, our heart. And that is the answer, gentlemen, to abortion in America today. I hope that Donald and Mike do a great job of rolling back Roe versus Wade. But in the meantime, you know, like you said, 1,800 babies. Praise God, man.
Amen. Dan, when you said that about the heartbeat and see the visual, it shows you the power of the senses that we have. Okay? God made us to hear. God made us to see. These are the senses. And many times our mind, we control our mind which way we want to go. Yet this child is not wanted. It'd be better off not living. But when you bring the senses of especially visual and audio and even others in it, it really makes a difference. God made us to not just understand, but he made us to feel these things. And what the ultrasound does, it really does make these young women, all women, sense what's going on inside of them, doesn't it?
It really is. In fact, I had an OBGYN tell me last year that when a pregnant woman hears her baby's heartbeat, there's actually an anatomical response. Her body itself responds with a hormone. And we know that emotionally, she realizes she's a mom. You know, she's got plans, she's got pressure. 48% of the time, the mother of the pregnant girl is pushing her to abort. 42% of the time, the husband, boyfriend, significant, whatever it is pushing her to abort. Over 80% of the time, in other words, she doesn't want it, really. It's external pressure. Man, when she knows that it's her baby, she's a mother, and that changes everything. You know, mothers are very protective, and she'll have the resolution to be able to stand against the winds of circumstance pushing her to abort. That's what it's all about, guys.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take 100% of the money that you give. We're going to pass it on to pregnancy centers and the highest abortion places in the United States.
Amen. Yeah. Well, folks, you're listening to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio. I'm Jim Stanley, sitting in for Dr. Alex McFarland today, and alongside Brother Bert Harper. Dan, as we're talking, and again, we're talking about the ladies that choose life, because that's what Mission Preborn is about. But we want the ladies to know when they go, you know, Christians make mistakes too.
Yeah.
And so there may be some young Christian ladies that are listening, and they don't want to be guilted in to not having an abortion. But when these ladies walk in to the crisis pregnancy centers that you guys support, they're not met with judgment, are they?
No, it's quite the opposite. We want to make sure that first off they know how much we care, before we care how much they know or how much we know. We want to show them the compassion of Christ, the understanding, isolate the pressures that are causing them to want to abort, And then we deal with the presenting issue. So it's a counseling situation with every single appointment. It's a one-on-one. And you've touched on two things here that I think are really just very important quickly. One is our greatest desire is that not only that that baby would be given life, but that mother would be given new life.
Amen.
So, our pregnancy centers that we run and that we work with, this is the second thing Preborn does, is we equip pregnancy centers to be excellent evangelists. This is my heart, and this is what the ministry is about, is leading women to Christ. If that baby dies, I think you biblical scholars could probably make a good case for the fact that that baby, though aborted, horrific, is in heaven.
Yeah.
But if that baby is saved, and the mother doesn't know Christ, and 80 years later the baby doesn't know Christ and grows up to end up apart from Christ through eternity, we've really not done them a favor.
Right.
And, you know, it's not the end game. So save the mother, save the child. That's what we're trying to do here. We're evangelists to abortion-vulnerable women. But, Jim, you've touched on a very sensitive thing, too, just for a second here. If a woman's listening, or even a man, an abortion has touched your life, it's important to realize what God has to say about that in the book of Romans. I think it's chapter 10, verse 1, where it says, there's therefore now, no, it's chapter 8, verse
chapter
1.
Chapter 8,
therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Therefore right now, no condemnation. It's not the unforgivable sin. There's a lot of guilt, a lot of shame associated with it, but the blood of Christ is sufficient for your forgiveness. God honors a repentant heart today, friend. And if that's you, just know that's God's word to you.
Yeah. And Dan, thank you so much for that, and especially mentioning the guys, because guys, if you're one of those that has pushed your partner into an abortion, be it your spouse or be it a girlfriend with whom you've made a mistake, there's forgiveness for you as well. And it's one of those things that Bert and I have talked about a little earlier, is that, and as Dan just said, we are all sinners. But because we have come to Christ, and Bert and I really covered this yesterday with the redemptive thread through the Old Testament, if you are in Christ, then Christ has borne the penalty for your sin and for my sin. And so there really is hope in Christ. That's not just a cliche, folks. That is an actual fact of life. Dana, as we're wrapping up here, I really appreciate your taking some time to be with us this afternoon. And folks, again, let me remind you, the number to call is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or online at AFR.net. Bert, did you have another question?
No, but I did want to say, Dan, the work that you do, there's really nothing that God calls us to do where there's not a missional effort in it. And, you know, God, the Bible's a missional book. And whether you're working as an evangelist at a crisis pregnancy center or as a radio personality, we're still in the same business. And, brother, I appreciate your business.
It's a joy being hooked up with this station, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, Dan, before you go, let me give you an update. I think you're going to like it. I have a laptop in front of me that's hooked into our database where we have the calls coming in and the pledges coming in. And folks, right now, the pledge is up to 1,915 women who will receive the opportunity to choose life for their baby. Dan, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you, gentlemen.
All right. Stay tuned, folks. Exploring the Word continues right here on American Family Radio.
Why should we pray for another great awakening in America? Jonathan Edwards from the First Great Awakening said that the purpose of revival was not just for us. It was first and foremost so that God could glorify His Son, Jesus Christ. There are millions of people who blaspheme the name of Christ and ignore Him completely. Even in His church, He's not highly regarded in many places. Revival is a time when God opens the windows of heaven and exposes the church for who we are and brings us back to life again. And our first response is to glorify the Son and proclaim Him to everyone we know. That's the reason we should be praying for revival and spiritual awakening. This is Bill Eliff for OneCry.com.
OneMillionDads.com is where men can learn and grow together as men of the cross. Close families and even national revival begin at home with strong fathers in the faith.
I really like how the website provides so many articles. They're all just dead on to help me as a father.
Go to the website, read the articles. You're not alone. OneMillionDads.com. Lead or others will.
Hi, Ryan Dobson here. You know, throughout the years, I've had a lot of people tell me they wish they had a dad like mine. Well, the truth is, you can be mentored by my dad, Dr. James Dobson, by listening to Family Talk, right here on this radio station. Whether you have questions about how to spice up your marriage or how to discipline that strong-willed child, we address the topics that matter most to your family. So make plans today to catch Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Each weekday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on AFR Talk.
This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson. 100% a perfect score. That's the rating Walmart received for their support of the LGBT agenda from the homosexual lobbying group Human Rights Campaign. HRC pressures corporations to join the LGBT parade, both literally and figuratively. In recent years, Walmart has been a sponsor of lewd-filled gay pride parades and has funded homosexual causes. But Walmart's support of the LGBT agenda doesn't stop there. The company long ago abandoned the Christian principles that Sam Walton founded Walmart upon. Yet in the minds of millions, Walmart is still viewed as a bastion of conservative values, advancing the homosexual revolution, all while stringing along the pro-family community. Walmart has made a choice, choosing to align with the LGBT agenda while shaking off their Bible Belt persona. Call Walmart and urge them to return to their founding values at 1-800-WALMART, 1-800-WALMART. This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson.
You're listening to Exploring the Word.
Let His Word be your strength and hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises. Jesus is alive, so hold tight. Hold on to the promises.
Now, back to the Bible study with Alex and Bert on American Family Radio.
Hi, I'm Jim Stanley in for Dr. Alex McFarland, and joining me, well, not joining me, I guess technically I'm joining you.
Hey, we're joined anyway.
That's right, is Brother Bert Harper. Folks, if you've been listening the last little bit, we were talking with Dan Steiner, president of Preborn. That's the ministry that we partnered with for this week. And one of the things that he mentioned was that this sound makes the most difference and the ladies choosing life. That's an incredible sound as you hear the baby's heartbeat in the womb. And then that combined with the ultrasound, about 80%, he said. And he said some pregnancy 90. Centers had as much as a 90% rating of ladies choosing life. And so, folks, if you would help us out at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, with a donation, we'd be very grateful. Now, for those of you that may have a Bible question this afternoon, don't forget you can give us a call at 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And right now, nobody is queued up in front of you. So if you've got a Bible question you've been hoping to get in, then go ahead and give us a call with that. And please remember as you call, we want to talk about the things that unite us and not the things that divide us.
Amen.
Brother Bert, you have turned to Psalm.
Well, I have. Let me say something about that uniting. I'm trying to specialize in even taking those things that divide us and bringing it back to uniting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn how to answer in those ways.
And yeah.
Because a lot of times they don't know how close they are to one another in
right.
the questions. They really have no idea. They seem like it's miles apart, and many times they're not that far apart.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just so hard, you know, because folks are very passionate about their viewpoints, and they we don't want to turn into a biblical debate.
I just refuse to. Yeah. I do my best to refuse to. Let me give you that scripture. It is Psalm 139. It's one that is very common, and I know that, and it's used a lot. But let me just share with pastors and Sunday school teachers, you're coming up, and you need to have one Sunday where you talk about the sanctity of human life, Jim. Churches that don't do that, you need to go to your pastor and say, Pastor, if you don't want to preach a sermon on it, how about letting me just share some scripture about the sanctity of human life? Listen, they may be expository preaching, but every once in a while, man, they need to do a topical study. Life is that important.
Amen. By the way, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday this year, I believe, is January 22nd. So
that's matter of fact, that's the exact date. The 22nd is the exact date that the Supreme Court made that ruling.
Right.
So that's it. The passage is Psalm 139, and I want to read verses 13 and 14. You may not know by the numbers, but you'll know it by the words. For you have formed my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I'll praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well.
Amen.
I formed you. Do you remember the word in the book of Job was fashioned?
Right.
Fashioned. Formed.
Yeah.
Purpose. Jim, I got chill bumps running up and down. Even you, we were formed in our mother's womb. And those children that we're asking people to give money so that they can live, God has formed them, and they're formed and fashioned for purpose.
Amen. Folks, if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 888-589-8840. Right now we're going to talk to Becca calling from Kentucky. Becca, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hi. God bless you all.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say God bless you as well. Did you have a question or comment?
Actually, a comment. I myself had a crisis pregnancy when I was 22 years old, and he is my beautiful son who's 28 years old. He's out west, and he just graduated from police academy, and he is my whole world. He is my everything, and I raised him by myself, and I struggled to stay alive, and I never could fit anywhere in the work world, and I cried a lot, but the Lord brought me through, and I wanted to say something about the reverence of God that America has lost, the fear and the reverence and the love of God, because abortion was not an issue for me, but I can almost understand, but God says you don't touch it. I make the rules. And our Constitution bears his law. Our Constitution is framed on the law of God, who is Yah, Psalm 68:4. He is Yah, is his name, Yahweh. But we've lost the fear, the reverence, and the love of him. And there has to be something said of judgment, because we are not allowed. And our Constitution supports personhood and gives every person a right. And Isaiah, I keep saying this verse, Isaiah 1:15, and when you spread forth your hands, I'll hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. And 121, how has the faithful city become an harlot? Was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. So, I mean, God calls people who do things like that murderers, and there's no condemnation to Christ to them who walk not after
Amen,
the flesh,
Becca.
But after the Spirit. So I just want to say, you know, I came through it. My mama and daddy died young. I was a foster child. I came through it on my own. The Lord is faithful.
Becca, I just want to say, you did it humanly on your own, but praise God for what he does over us,
right,
through us,
right,
and in us. And a lot of times people, even before they come to the Lord, God is working over them. I had a man, Becca, in our church. He was at this time about 76 years old, and he walked down the aisle on a Sunday morning. He had been a deacon in our church, a treasurer. He said last Sunday night he had become a born-again believer. And he said for all these years, God had been watching over him, and he took that as the same thing as God being in him. And he said, praise God, God came into his life. So, Becca, when you were there by yourself, foster child, parents gone, I don't know where you were spiritually, but I know God was watching over you. Isn't that right. A great thought?
Amen.
Thank you, Becca.
Becca, thanks so much for the phone call, and God bless. You know, as she was talking there and was talking about the blood on the hands and our nation has become a nation of murderers, we want to remember that there is forgiveness and grace. And the reason I know that is because the man who wrote, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who wrote that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, that man was named Paul. But before he was Paul, he was Saul, and his job was to persecute and kill Christians, folks who were already Christ followers. But he came to a point on the road of Damascus where he saw the Lord.
Amen, Jim. You preaching, brother. That is so real. The man who oversaw the killing and imprisonment of Christians, someone said he was like a terrorist.
Yeah.
And he came to Christ. And he said, there's no condemnation into them who follow Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
Him. Amen. Thank you.
Folks, let's talk to James calling from Texas. James, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Good evening, guys. I listen to your show every day. I'm a trucker by trade.
We love truckers, James.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm telling you, I've already donated to Mission Freeborn. And I just had something that I wanted to say real quick. If there's anybody out there listening to my voice that is contemplating doing something as horrible as having an abortion with your child, I'm nearly 60 years old, and when I was barely 20, my girlfriend and I, my wife, we had two children. And she had started having a relationship with another man, and I found out about it. And shortly after that, she came to me and told me she was pregnant. And I didn't do the right thing. And I basically talked her into having an abortion. I'm telling you guys, 35 plus years later, it haunts me to this day. It haunts me every day that could have been my son or my daughter.
You know, James, and again, this is not meant to be a cliche, please hear me, but there is healing in Christ. Don't let Satan continue to put that guilt over you for something that happened nearly 40 years ago. Now, that's not to make light of what happened nearly 40 years ago, but since that time, you've come to know Christ, and in him, is newness of life. I'm sure that Bert would agree with this, that God has taken our sins, and oftentimes we talk about the sea of forgetfulness. And you know, we talk about Christ having cast our sins as far as the east is, you know, from the west. But the thing about the casting them into the sea of forgetfulness is that we don't have a no fishing sign. And Satan goes out there and he throws that hook out, and he knows just how to hurt us when we're making progress. So, James, I would encourage you in your walk with Christ that you maybe go through a counseling course. You and your wife together maybe go through a counseling course where it gives you the opportunity to name and grieve that child. I think that you would find more hope in that than anything else. And
I just want to pray.
Amen.
James is probably, there's probably others out there that needed to call in, and James is probably calling in for hundreds.
Amen.
Let's pray for them. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the forgiveness that's in the blood of Jesus, that in him he washes us as white as snow as we confess our sins. And, Father, we don't try to hide them. We don't gloss over them. We bring them to you, admit them, and let you forgive us. And then we walk in the newness of life. And, Father, if they are ever brought up, it's often brought up to help us to remember what you've done for us. If they're brought up again, it's to help us to tell someone else you don't want to go there.
Right.
So in James, when he has that memory, as he did today, in bringing it up, he has blessed us to know that the forgiveness of Jesus Christ is real. And just as Jim said earlier about Saul, the man who persecuted, even had others killed, may have participated himself in the stonings, he was the one that came to Christ, and then he could stay. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for this. Bless James. Thank you for him calling today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. James, thanks so much for being willing to share that testimony with us, brother. And we wish God's best for you. Be careful driving the big rig down the road. Sometimes that's a very dangerous deal. Going to talk to David from Arkansas now. David, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Good evening, gentlemen. My question is, I believe I heard on your program there, and I know I've heard it from some other pastors and places and everything, in the book of Revelation, when they talk about what we call the rapture happening and everything, that Christ comes back and takes the church out, I've heard people say that when the church goes, then the Holy Spirit is removed with them. So I kind of wonder where the conviction is going to be.
Okay. Amen, David. Listen, I'm not trying to cut you off. I've got it, and we're running out of time, and I do want to speak to that. Here's what I shared. Here, the restraining power of the Holy Spirit is taken away, David. In other words, right now, it's like God is putting a strainer over the difficulties and the heartache that's coming to us because there's Christians in the world. When those Christians are taken out, the restraining power I call it the restraining ministry of the Holy Spirit, Jim, is taken away. But the Holy Spirit himself, the Bible makes it plain for a person, in order to come to Christ, no matter when it was, in the Old Testament, New Testament, or even in the time of tribulation, the Holy Spirit's involved. You don't get saved apart from the Holy Spirit bringing conviction to your soul. So it's not in my, I believe I'm right on this. I wouldn't have said it on national radio if I didn't. But I do believe it's the restraining power of the Holy Spirit that is taken away. But the ministry that the Holy Spirit has in convicting people of sin and bringing them to Christ, he's still active.
Amen. Brother. And, you know, as we think about that, as that restraint is removed, I think that is, we see a lot of bad things in the world right now. Imagine how much worse that's going to be.
That's what the judgment's about.
Yeah.
He's going to take away that protection. I know it's bad, but it's not near as bad as it could have been. I tell folks, I said, you know, you hear the news on AFR, if you heard what was strained out that we hear, you'd be real depressed. But God's at work, and he's going to continue to work until.
Amen. Folks, let me give you one more update before we go. We are currently at 2016, and even my flawed math can tell you that's 84 away from the initial goal. And then when you add 50 more to that, we're 134 sponsorships, underwritings away, where we're helping ladies choose life for them and their baby. The number is 877-616-2396.
Jim, thank you for being on with me. I've got to do some ministry in the next few days, and Alex will be back, and it'll be you and Alex.
It'll be me and Alex.
But I appreciate you, brother.
We're like a tag team wrestling guys. Hey, folks, stick around. Washington Watches next on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.